on Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And we have racing today, of course, here at Grafton. It is the Grafton District Services Club Ramorny Day, a beautiful day. Blue skies, sunshine, soft six at the moment, the rail true, and talking possibly a soft five at the time the Ramorny is run. Gary Cleese with me. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. You couldn't have been any more exact with that. Just an absolutely glorious day. And you were up at 5:15 running down the street with the joggers on going for a good run. That's how beautiful it was here in Grafton.
Oh, I was running down to get breakfast. Forget about jogging.
Right.
Okay. No, but even then, it was a little bit foggy. That's cleared. And it is a superb day, Gary. They couldn't ask for any better.
Couldn't ask for any better. And, Sean, we were here on Sunday, and after race two, they got that heavy rain, and you thought, oh, is this rain going to hang around? But, look, it buzzed off yesterday, and it was a great day yesterday, great day today, and that track will just keep improving right through the day.
All right, now the first, the 2200-metre race, those are the market fixed odds. One Albert of Monaco is a $7 pop, two Proud Captain, $4.60, five Mushroom Rock, $4.60, six Savvy Ken Short, it's $1.90, seven Athena's Voice, $9.
Yeah, look, I'm 5, 2, 6, and 7. I'm with Mushroom Rock here. He's had four runs back. He's a former New Zealander. John Steinmetz has got him at Warwick Farm, and I love his win at Newcastle over the 2,300 metres, and there's already a winner come out of the race, and he dug deep. To win, he gets a really good gate. He dropped 3 kilos in winning there from the 59 to the 56. So, look, I'm happy enough with him there. Too Proud Captain. He's in good form, this horse. He's won two out of his last five. He's coming off a 30 in the Cup prelude behind Capigo Plucker. And he's one of the chances in the Cup, and he draws nice. He's just a super fit horse from the Chris Lee stable. Six Savvy Ken. Look, they've got no knocks on him. His Nowra win first up in the Nowra Cup over a mile was good. He fell in to win there. Then he went to Randwick. He hit a very heavy track. He did weaken out pretty bad down the running, but you could probably put that down to the heavy track. He certainly gets a fairer track here today. And seven Athena's Voice, Robert Thompson rides for Rodney Norvin. I liked her last run at Dubbo. She was a mile off him with 59.5 on her back, and she was beaten 1.8 when running second. And today she's got a 5.5 kilo weight drop. Very fit mare that can run a trip out. 5, 2, 6, and 7 in race one.
All right, race two, those are the market. One Written in Vain, $4.20. Two Ferbator is $1.60. Then we go down to six Mr. Smarty at $7.50. And down the bottom, Tinkajito, $7. But the shorty at $1.60, number two, Ferbator.
Yeah, well, look, I'm to 2, 1, 6, and 10. I'm with him, Ferbator. I mean, Sean, if you look at it, he's had four starts. You look at his maiden win was just fantastic. His next run in a Class 3, going from a maiden to a Class 3, beating 1.7. He bolted in at his next run by 4.3 and could have won by 6. And then he went to Eagle Farm in a 3-year-old set weight, raced behind Vega 1, beaten 1.8. He's just beautifully placed, this big horse. The top eight Written in Vain's going super. She's got two wins out of the last five runs. She's 1-for-1 at the track. She led all the way to win at Bathurst with 60 kilos, 60.5 today. But sure, if they leave her alone, and that's the key to her, to get in that high-rolling gear. And she'll take a bit of running down. Six Mr. Smarty. I loved his run first up. Things didn't go quite right for him at Coffs Harbour, but he gets a nice soft gate here. He's not a bad horse. He's won 4 out of 22. He's been placed 6. And me little roughy down the bottom, Kajito. He's had a couple of solid runs back now. We've seen him here before. Well, his record 3 starts here, 2 wins and 1 placing. He'll be the horse with no weight on his back, sitting off a quick speed, waiting to have the last crack at him. 2, 1, 6, and 10 in race two.
On to the third of the market, one Mamaris at $2.30, two Impulsive Manoeuvres $5.50, three Vacate $6, down to six Doctor on Ice at $5, seven Purple Cup at $6, and they're the main ones in the market. It's a pretty open race. Favourite number one Mamaris at $2.30.
Yeah, look, I'm with him, Sean. I'm 1, 2, 6, 7. First run for Matty Dunn. He took him to Deegan. He had a pretty soft time in that trial there. I don't know if there was a lot in the trial, but there was a lot to like about it. He won the trial by 3.7 lengths. I mean, we are talking a horse that was going to Canterbury and Warwick Farm and 70 ratings. And what's he in a Class 2 Colts and Geldings here? And he gets a claim for an Emily Atkinson. And obviously, Emily would have done a lot of work with him. She is apprentice to Matt Dunn. Two Impulsive Manoeuvre. Jimmy Jarvis has got him. He just looked a little bit above himself in the yard first up at Coffs Harbour. He probably raced that way behind Sam Marco. I mean, he was beaten 3.6, and Sam Marco's come out to win a highway last Saturday. But I'd like to have a look at him in the yard. I reckon he'll strip fitter today. Six to Doctor on Ice. He's been placed 2 out of his 3 runs this time in. He might have been a little bit out of his grade at Doomben last start when he was wide the trip, but he gets back to country grade. And Seven Purple Cup, nice fit little horse now. He'll draw one gate. He gets 53.5 kilos on his back, and he won't be far off the lead if he doesn't lead here. 1, 2, 6, and 7 in race three.
Okay, we go to the fourth. Now, One Galway's a $12 pop. 2-1 More Sapphire, 3.10. 3 Roxonic, 13. 4 My Dream Lover, 11. 6 Malawi Gold at 6.50. 7 Medicine Ball, 5.50. They're the main ones in the market. The favourite at 3.10. 2-1 More Sapphire.
Yeah, well, look, I'm 6.2, 3.7. I like this horse Malawi Gold. He's got something about him. He's win at Doomben in a maiden was good over Poro Dero. And then he went to Eagle Farm coming from a maiden or class two behind a pretty smart horse in Black Wand. He sat 3-4 wide the trip. He had the toughest run you could see, and he never sat down this little guy. All he did is cry his heart out down the running, beating 1.7 lengths. He gets an ideal gate for Jimmy Bernder. Poppy Marpy gets the big track here, which will suit him. 2-1 More Sapphire. Look, he's going good. I'd love to see him win for Tez here. Over the carnival. He's been in the money 4 out of his last 5. He was off the bit coming to the corner on that highway 11 days ago behind Jewel Ed, but he dug deep and he dived late and he was beaten 0.9 of a length. So he's a real trier. 3 Roxonic. There's money come for him on tab. 1 run back in an unsuitable race here at the start of the carnival. Had to go back from the 14, right back to last from that 14 alley and didn't have a lot of luck down the running. He's a big, big watch this horse and a big improver. And 7 Medicine Ball, he had the big weight, he had the bad gate last start. He gets a good gate here today and drops in weight. And he's unbeaten here at Grafton, 2 for 2. 6, 2, 3, and 7, race 4.
All right, we go to the fifth event. Now, in the market here, 2 Gust Lightning at 13. 4 Mespueta is a $5 pop. Then we go right down towards the bottom. And 14 Inner Step is favoured at 2.15. 15 Great Marlow at $9.
Yeah, I'm 14, 4, 2 and 13. I've got to stick with her in a step. She was my take 2 horse coming out of the Coffs Harbour meeting 19 days ago. She was huge, this little filly, and she burnished and developed. And when we see her last preparation, she had the race shot to pieces and she was run down late by a pretty smart filly in Siesta Keys. But I know she's drawn awkward here today, but she's got enough speed to offset a tricky gate. 4 Mespueta, he's a really nice horse. And I won from the Dunyard. He debuted up really good behind Trest Trail. And then Meddy stepped him up to a longer trip the other day. And look, at the bottom line, he didn't run it out. He runs second behind Come Alive, but he's run it ended. I think he's just freshened him up and said, right, you're going back to 1,000 metres. You're going to a bigger track where he's been at Wollumbar on a smaller circuit. 2 Gust Lightning, he run third behind Polka 2 runs ago, the stable mate. He went straight to Randwick and run second in a highway, and things never went right for him 19 days ago at Coffs Harbour. But he'll get a good run from that one, Al. He's not an over-big guy. And I give Texas Target a chance for 13. She's around the mark and draws a nice gate for the Jim Jarvis stable. 14, 4, 2 and 13, race 5.
Race 6, the Guineas. 1 Commander, 2 even. 4 Charm Princess, 2.70. 6 Hammond Ballad, 6.50. 8 Blue Comet at 9. 10 Withering, $11. And the other one, 13, what's his name, 17, 16 and 8, 151. Not a lot between 1 Commander at $2, 4 Charm Princess, 2.70.
Yeah, I'm 4, 1, 6, 10. I'm with Charm Princess. She's just an absolute try, this girl. There's 3 wins out of the last 5 runs. She's won the last 2 at Canberra. Her win here over Esther Rose was good. And Esther Rose will go to Sydney on Saturday in a highway and be hard to beat. Now, she had 59. She hadn't got 59 today. She's got 54.5. Got a 4.5 kilo weight drop. He can do marvellous things on a Matty McGowan. And one of those little mares that, well, fillies comes off the bit and relaxes. No knocks with Commander. His win at Randwick was good. I'm just noticing here, his only 3 wins have all been on really, really wet ground. He's probably not going to get that by the time we get to race 6, but there was plenty of merit in that win at Randwick. 6 of Moon Ballard, great win at Tamworth last start from the City Grills Yard, but I must say, a master ride by Robert Thompson. He took every shortcut on her, but he'll probably ride her the same way today, ride her for luck. And 10 Withering from the Toby Edmonds Yard. A nice filly coming off a maiden win at Eagle Farm. Did a good job too and gave a good kick down the run. It's not easy to do. Maiden going to a 3-year-old Guineas, but she might be the little improver. 4, 1, 6 and 10 in race 6.
Righto, the Ramorny, care to think, number 1 at 4.20, down to 4 Canvas 31, 6 Haunted 3.40, 7 Snoopy 15, 8 YPO 6, 9 Top Striker 7, 10 Havasay 16, 11 out, 12 Benaya 26, 13 Freddie Foxtrot 31, 14 Smarty Pie 23, 15 After All That 26, 16 Malia Magic 21, 17 Viceroy 81, 18 Intrinsic 26, 19 Star Boy $23. The favourite, is Haunted, number six at 340, just ahead of One Care to Think at 420.
Yeah, well, the money's come for him here, Sean Haunted. I'm with him. I'm 6.14, 1-8. I'm just with him. He's had three runs back. And, I mean, if you look at he won a Ballarat 84 rating. He went to Flemington and run third back in December. He won at Caulfield back in April. He run third at Moorfield. And then he went to Flemington in a straight six, and he wanted to hang in, and things never went right for him. I don't know if you lead a lot into his trial. He was beating the fairway in that Randwick trial, but we've been saying that. I don't think he was really asked to do a lot. 14 Smarty Pie, absolutely flying from the Chris Munch yard. He won the cup here last year, and I know Chrissy had loved to win her a morning, and this little mare has not done a thing wrong this preparation. Care to Think's the big query. He's a winner of $876,000 in prize money. He resumed 7 months. He's had two trials. He hasn't been really asked to do a lot in those trials. And I'm leaving YPO there. I know he's on the quick backup from Doomba Night last Saturday, but he waxed the blinkers on him here first time, and Figgin Harrison rides, and boy, oh boy, he looks the likely leader. They leave him alone and don't attack him, and he's still in front of that 150-metre mark. He might take a bit of stitching. 6.14, 1-8 in the big one of the day, Sean.
Righto, the last. Now, one Miss Scorcher is 2.30, 2 Polizina, 4.20, 3 Friends of Ren, 9.50, 4 Dixie at 6.50, 5 Lady Claire at 9, and then down to 7 Manila Miss at $8.50. Favourite, one Miss Scorcher, 2.30.
Yeah, look, I'm 2.437. I'm with Polizina here. She resumed 7 months. Bob Porter's got her out of Canberra. She had solid form prior to that break. He's given her one trial at Canberra, and she just packed up and had a real quiet time in winning the trial. Obviously, she's a smart little mare. Her record says that. And Matthew Carl's here to ride her, so I'm happy enough with her. Chicks Dixie, she's had one run for the Matt Dunyard. Couldn't have been any more impressive to beat Hiroko at Coffs Harbour and to have to work off a bad gate, but just a lovely grey mare by Fox Wedge. And just looking at her, there was that bit of the improvement with her. Three Friends Are In resumes here. She'd won two on end prior to having a break. She's had one trial 11 days ago here, running second in the trial. She wasn't asked to do a lot. She wasn't knocked around. And Seven Manila Miss, another little mare that's trialled up really good off the scene for 8.5 months, but has had a pretty good soft time at both trials. The first trial, she ran second at the Gold Coast. Black Wan won the trial. He went straight to Eagle Farm to win. So she is coming out of a couple of good trials. 2, 4, 3, and 7 for me in the last, Sean.
What do you like today, Gary?
I like race 3, number 1, Marmaris. I loved his trial at Deegan. And with a little claim for Emily Atkinson, it'll be hard to beat. And pretty keen on race 5, number 14, Interstep. I think all she does need to do is get that little bit of luck from the gate. So race 3, number 1, Marmaris. Race 5, number 14, Interstep. Quaddy numbers will go 14, 4 and 2 in the first leg. 4, 1 and 6 in the second leg. 6, 14, 1, 8, third leg. And in that last leg, 2.437. But, Sean, we got the beautiful conditions. You're here at Grafton, I'm here at Grafton, and it's all set for a big day, Ramorny Day.
And you like Haunted in the Ramorny?
I love Haunted in the Ramorny. I think he just maps up really, really good. But I will say, if they leave YPO alone with the blinkers on, Teagan, one of the best front-running raiders you could get, he might take a bit of stitching, but Haunted won't be far off him, and he'll be having the last crack at him, Sean.
Well, we probably know where YPO's going to be inside the 200, don't we?
He'll be in front, and it'd be a fairy tale, because I know Tegan, being a local girl, would love to win a Ramorny and a Grafton Cup, and this might be her chance to get a Ramorny out of the way.
All right, terrific, Gary. We'll hear you through the day with the late mail.
All right, my shout for tea tonight, all right?
Good on you. I won't eat lunch then. Good on you, Gary Cleese. In a moment, we'll take a look at Warwick Farm. It's 10:20 at Sky Sports Radio.